The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody has talked about an October surprise, guys, how something monumental could happen and change the course of the entire election. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have come out with a bombshell revelation on Donald Trump, something so damning and so new, by the way, that it will change the entire course of the election in the United States as we know it. Here it comes. Donald Trump is Hitler. Really? That's all they got? The same thing they've been saying every single day for the last 8 years. New York Mayor Eric Adams came out against Democrats for the ridiculous language that Trump is Hitler. Take a look at the video.
I know what Hitler has done, and I know what a fascist regime looks like. I think, as I've called over and over again, that the level of conversation, I think we could all dial down the temperature. And I've heard people say that the former president should not be able to have a rally in Madison Square Garden. I strongly disagree. This is America. This is New York. And I think it's important that we allow individuals to exercise their right to get their message clear to New Yorkers.
By the way, Bill Clinton actually held the DNC in Madison Square Garden in the 90s, so it has nothing to do with Hitler. But yeah, I've got issues with Eric Adams. He's a total leftist, garbage mayor, but even he sees that this is, one, unproductive language for Democrats, and second, it's just false information. Let me break down both those things. It's unproductive for Democrats because no one believes them. Not a single person in their right mind believes the language that Donald Trump is Hitler. They've been saying it for years now. So what makes them think that Americans suddenly believe him now? Especially, it's so hard to make that argument when Donald Trump's already been president. When it's a mystery, I still think it's BS. But yeah, you could maybe fearmonger someone into believing that Donald Trump is going to do all these fascist things. But when he was president for 4 years, freedom, in my opinion, was much more available back then than now. And then, of course, economic freedom. I'm talking, you know, foreign policy, not being entangled in foreign wars. Just as a starting, you know, there's a lot more to talk about, immigration, but just as a starter, you can't refute that. I mean, it just happened. Like, I saw it. You can't tell me it didn't happen. I saw it. So that's kind of the unproductive side of it. The reason why I say it is just straight up false is because I don't even think they believe it. They don't even believe that Trump is Hitler. I showed the video last week of Trump roasting Chuck Schumer and, you know, Schumer kind of laughing at his jokes. He's just kind of sitting there next to him. They're at dinner together. You know who you don't laugh at, guys? You don't laugh at Hitler. Like, when you're sitting next to him. You know, yeah, maybe in retrospect you could laugh at Hitler. But when you're at dinner with Hitler, I hope you've never had that experience. I haven't. You don't laugh at him. Because you know he's an actual threat to your republic and, say, 6 million Jews. You don't laugh. You're dead serious about Hitler. And on two separate occasions, this is just another example, when a deranged lunatic in two different circumstances went to take out Trump in an assassination attempt, what did we see from politicians? We had Kamala Harris, Biden, and Obama, just to name a few, tweeting out, The next day, I hope he's well. I hope he's good. I hope he's safe. I'm glad he's safe. That's what they all said. And I can confidently say this, guys. If I was living in the 40s, and if you were living in the 40s, because I don't know you, but I just know, you know, I know the logic of people. If any of us were living in the 40s and knew who Hitler was, and an attempt on his life was made, and he survived, the next day I would not come out and say, glad he's safe. Glad Hitler is safe, guys. I'm so happy that he was protected by whatever the armed force of Hitler was, whatever the Secret Service was in Germany in the 40s. I don't want Hitler to survive an assassination attempt. I don't. I just don't. He's an awful dude. I really would hope he died. In fact, there were lots of people, not just from the United States, but from countries all over the world that tried to take him out during the war. And so guess what, Democrats? I don't believe you. I don't believe you in the slightest. Because when someone tries to assassinate Hitler, you're happy about it. And none of you came out as happy. So that tells me that you either don't believe that Trump is Hitler, or you don't believe that anyone else believes that. Because if you did believe everyone else thought that, then you'd be fine saying, well, dang, I wish he had, you know, I wish he hadn't hit the ear. Wish he had gone 3 inches over so his brain was on the audience behind him. Sorry, maybe that was a little graphic. But I don't believe Democrats in the straightest, in the slightest, because I just don't think a single one of them believes Trump is Hitler. You just want to fear-monger people in order to win. And here's the deal with this one. When I criticize Democrats, generally, I'm criticizing Democrat elites. I kind of like to distinguish that, Democrat elites, normal Democrats. Because normal Democrats can be convinced because they're not corrupted like the elites. But in this one, I have to say, I have to criticize everyday Democrats as well. Because I see it all over on Twitter and just Instagram. And I know social media is not necessarily representative of the populace, but I see average people tweeting things out like this about Trump being a fascist or Hitler. I don't believe you. Everyday Democrat, you're a liar as well. You're either deceived or you're a liar, but I don't even think you're deceived. I don't think anyone could be deceived on that front. Again, the reason why I believe that is because Trump was already president. Like, you saw it with your own eyes. So how could you be deceived? I don't know. But again, just be honest with people. You don't like Trump. You're not going to vote for him. Fair enough. Don't call him Hitler. It's a lie. I don't like Kamala Harris, but my one commitment to you guys is that I don't lie. I just tell you what I actually think. I don't think anyone believes that Kamala Harris is Hitler. I don't think anyone believes Donald Trump is Hitler. I think they're all lying. And guess what? Normal independents and Republicans, they don't believe a single Dem when they say Trump is Hitler. So it isn't an October surprise. I'm sorry, Democrats. What do I tell you? It's not an October surprise to say what you guys have been saying for literally the last 8 years. Guys, leftism is a cult. I firmly believe that. I talk a lot about it on my show. I actually wrote a whole book on it. It's up on the bookshelf right there, from George Soros over to Jeffrey Epstein. I talk about how the left is literally infiltrating the West and doing some heinous things. I mean, I talked about Soros and Epstein. Doesn't get much worse than them. I had a great time writing it. It's on Amazon right now. The link is in the description below. It's only $9.99, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free. So go check it out today. Megyn Kelly had one of the best slams of the stupid Trump is Hitler talk I've ever heard. Here it is.
We've had 4 years of Trump. Yeah. Trump did not go after his political enemies with the Department of Justice. Right. That was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, we had Hitler in the 30s and things were okay. And then we had Hitler in the 40s and they got way worse.
Oh,
just because we had him.
He hid his Hitlerism just because, the first 4 years, well, he, and it's going to come out in
he,
full force.
He tried to do things like that. He tried to do dictatorial fascist things.
Joe Biden actually did.
And he was stopped.
Joe Biden has flouted the law when it comes to these student loan giveaway programs. He's flouted the law, Supreme Court opinions that told him he didn't have the right to do it, and he openly said, I will get around the Supreme Court. He did it with respect to rent abatement programs, the same exact thing, and then he and Kamala Harris unleashed this Department of Justice against their political enemy, Donald Trump, their number one chief rival for the presidency.
Okay, well... We'll
Is it
see.
Funny? Because
well,
they did it.
We'll see.
You want to talk fascism? That's fascist.
I think history is not going to be kind to your point of view, but I appreciate you coming on. And
Megyn Kelly hits the nail on the head there. The thing that Democrats accuse Trump of wanting to do, they are actively doing. Like, the lack of self-awareness is crazy. And that's basically what Megyn Kelly, not just her, tons of conservatives have been saying this for a long time. Trump wants to go after his political rivals with the DOJ. That's what people are saying, right? Biden, guys, is actively doing that. Like, that's actually a thing happening. So you can talk about it all day long. Trump might do this. By the way, if Trump did it, I would not support him in doing that. But you can say that. Biden is actively doing that. They'll say Trump wants to stack the Supreme Court. Guys, Trump literally replaced three Supreme Court justices who had either retired or died. That's just what you do when you're president. That's not stacking the Supreme Court. Conversely, though, Kamala wants to literally expand and pack the Supreme Court with four new justices just for fun. Talk about packing. I mean, that is literally packing the court. That's what she wants to do. If some of the Supreme, say Clarence Thomas, retires and she wants to replace him and she were president, that's not packing the court. That's just what you do as president. What, Donald Trump wasn't supposed to put conservative Supreme Court justices in? Of course he was. So the language they use obviously is super dishonest. I do have to say this. This is something I've been very frustrated about, and I do have to speak out about it. It actually has to do with Project 2025, which I know a lot of people don't support, but here's the deal. I've actually read it. Most people haven't read it, especially on the left. I, for one, like most of the things in it, and because I have actually read it, I can say that the central point of Project 2025 is to disband bureaucracies in the federal government that hold lots of power over Americans, say the Department of Education, for instance. They're not democratic because they can't. The reason why I'm bringing this up, I'll tie it in. Project 2025 wants to disband these bureaucracies like, you know, the Department of Education, maybe shrink the IRS, completely reform the CIA, things like this, because those bureaus cannot be held accountable like a president can because they're actually elected. The left looks at that. This is where I'm tying it in. The left looks at things like that and they shriek in horror knowing it will limit their power. And then instead they say Trump is a dictator because Trump wants accountable bureaucrats to go away. He's a dictator. And this is what is so frustrating about the left right now is this double standard where when you try to actually bring democratic processes into our republic, they shriek in horror. It's the worst thing that could happen, that the president would actually have power to do something rather than someone who is not elected, someone who's just appointed. They would rather have those deep state people be in charge than someone that we, the people, can actually elect through our states. The left hates it. They project, by the way, I mean, this is what I was saying earlier. They project on Republicans the exact thing that they want to do. It happens every single time. Trump wants to decrease the bureaucracy. They call him a dictator because they want the bureaucracy and they want to be dictators. Or rather, they want people to be able to make decisions for you that you cannot elect. They want centralized power. So instead, they accuse Republicans of doing it. They say Republicans will attack their political opponents. Then Democrats go try to assassinate the Republican nominee and former president. Just think about that. But here's the thing, guys. Americans see it. They see it this time. I mean, I've talked about it. I don't think a lot of Americans are that smart. I'm really sorry to say that. A lot of people just aren't actually looking at what's happening and they are duped by the mainstream media. But I think enough this time see it. That's why early voting and polling has swung so dramatically for Donald Trump. Guys, what are you even doing? I know some of you are not subscribed to Daily Wire Plus right now. That's a crazy, crazy thing to say if you're a conservative. Daily Wire Plus has Am I Racist on it right now. In fact, today is the first day it's on. It's got What is a Woman? Jordan Peterson's fantastic stuff on Genesis, Exodus. He talks about negotiation. You got to check it out. It's exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. If you go to the link in the description below, you will get 35% off with code DEI. Again, it supports my channel. You get 35% off Daily Wire Plus, which every conservative should have. Not only so you can watch it, but you can share it with your family who maybe is a little bit on the left. I promise they're going to see one of those videos or one of those documentaries or Am I Racist? If you haven't seen it, you don't know. But if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. They watch that movie, they're going to come to the right. So you need Daily Wire Plus. If you're a conservative, again, use the link in my description to get 35% off.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Horseshoes, rabbit's feet, four-leaf clovers? Get real. You don't rely on Lucky Charms to get more profit potential. Because you know that great yields thrive on science, not superstition. So protect your crop with Miravis Neo Fungicide, proven to outperform, outlast, and outyield all the rest. To see your best yields, trust Miravis Neo Fungicide. Because you don't need luck. You need an edge. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo now. Always read and follow label instructions.